Chapter 8, The Second Battle. Arthur struck the shield to call the Black Knight out of his castle. Then, once again, the Black Knight and King Arthur fought on the castle lawn. They both broke their spears. Then they began to fight with swords on the ground. Now that Arthur had Excalibur, he easily defeated the Black Knight. But after the battle, Arthur saw that there was no blood on his armor. He was not hurt at all. The Black Knight begged for his life. Arthur said,
"Yes, I will let you live. But I ask you to let your two sons go with me to Camelot. They will be knights of the Round Table."
The Black Knight agreed to send his sons with King Arthur. Arthur was glad. With his sons as part of the Round Table, the Black Knight would not fight the king in the future. As they rode home, Merlin talked with King Arthur. He told the king,
"Excalibur has strong magic. However, the sword's sheath has even stronger magic. Whoever wears it cannot be wounded in battle."
Arthur told Merlin,
"This is a very special sword. With Excalibur and its sheath, I will become a great king."
Merlin smiled and said,
"No, Arthur. The sword will not do that. Your heart will make you a great king."
In fact, King Arthur became the most famous king ever to rule Britain.